This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. More than 8,000 people are lining up for free medical care in Los Angeles this week. A clinic has been set up in a sports arena by a group known as Remote Area Medical. It brings volunteer doctors and dentists to people who need them, often in some of the poorest countries around the world. Well, for the second year in a row, the group has found the need is also great in L.A., as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Rarely do people look forward to going to the dentist. But here at the L.A. Sports Arena, dentists were the most popular people in the room.
So when was the last time you went to see a dentist?
About 5 years ago.
Okay.
Dentist Sumali Sankasurasa peered and poked in the mouth of 28-year-old Walter Girard as he stretched out on a folding dental couch. There were 8 long rows of these couches, and every one was filled. Some people even had to be rescheduled for another day. So Girard was one of the lucky ones.
The hard stuff, can you hear what I'm doing? Okay, that's tartar buildup. So we're going to have to scale those stuff off of your teeth.
Girard has a job as a security guard, but it doesn't offer insurance. Earlier in the day, he made a stop at the Vision Care Clinic here. He showed off his new glasses.
A whole new world. I guess I had some type of stigma or something, and I couldn't see contrast of colors and all that, and driving on the highway, missing my exits.
Many people plan to spend the day going from eye care to dental to medical. That's where we met Brian Samuel. He'd lost his job a year ago, and with it, his health insurance.
I am a person that suffered chronic illness, diabetes. I suffer with a bad nerve that is just very painful, and I have a bad ulcer, and I also went in depression. Now I heard about this clinic, I am here and I have some hope.
And hope made people patient as they sat calmly on folding chairs and waited for their names to be called. All wore bright orange wristbands. Those were passed out on Sunday and guaranteed admission. Orange for Tuesday, other colors for other days. 46-year-old Donna Miller came here from Long Beach. She's homeless.
We stay by the freeway. We stay here. We stay there. We take showers, you know, when available. You know, it's been really hard for me.
She planned to spend the whole day here, getting eyeglasses, visiting the women's clinic, and more.
I have an ear infection, and I have possible heart disease. And I'm here to get that checked because I have 14 grandchildren. I want to be alive to play with them.
Miller had become waiting room buddies with Sheila Menard. She's a cheerful blonde veteran of the music industry, but now describes her life as going downhill. She's hoping to have her laryngitis taken care of, but that's not her worst problem.
I'm going blind. Even looking at you, as close as you are, standing here with the microphone, it's a blur. And anything behind you is an absolute blur.
Then she unexpectedly revealed another crisis.
I've just recently been raped. And, I've got bruises all over. This is not a visual kind of thing, right? No. I won't bother showing you them.
She did go to the emergency room right after the attack, she says.
All I did was worry about how much the bills were going to be at the hospital.
Today, the clinic is passing out wristbands to eager patients for the final days of operation. There were already 100 people lined up to receive them by 6 p.m. yesterday. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.